Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Christina Korp is the founder of Purpose Entertainment, and she's behind a project called Look Up to Her. This is part of the commemoration of the 100th anniversary of women's suffrage. And Christina has some South Dakota roots, so we'll talk about here. Christina, thanks for joining us.
I'm happy to be with you. I'm actually in Washington, D.C. right now.
All right. So let's tell us a little bit about your connection to South Dakota.
So I grew up in Rapid City, South Dakota, and actually most of my family still lives there. So I go back to visit a few times a year.
Excellent. Well, tell us a little bit about Look Up to Her and the project planning, and then, you know, how things have changed during the pandemic as we look at honoring 100 years of the women's right to vote.
Sure. Obviously, this year has been extremely challenging for every project. Not just regular business, but I was still trying really hard to make outdoor activations so that people could safely social distance, a way to celebrate the 100th anniversary of women's right to vote, which is tomorrow. And so one of the ways that I thought of when actually someone said, oh, you're from South Dakota, you should put women on Mount Rushmore. And I went, huh. And he said, oh, I'm joking. They'll never let you do it. And I said, well, no, I mean, I'm from there. I have really good relationships with a lot of people there. I wonder if I could make this happen. And so I actually started thinking about what I would do. And then I reached out to Senator Thune's team in the Mount Rushmore Society, and they didn't think I was nuts. And so they began to help. And so we were really making really good progress as of February. But then all of a sudden, then coronavirus hit the world. And then we didn't think it was going to happen, everything went quiet. But then I got a call like in April from Senator Thune saying, look, we think we might be able to still make this happen. Can we try? So we tried, but just, you know, because of the state of the world, we all really hoped that we would be open again. But obviously, we're still deeply in the midst of this pandemic. So my hope had been that we would launch this experience tomorrow night, August 26th. But it's looking like we're not going to be able to do that. And the good news is that we are in discussions because we did get so much support for it. We did pass the joint resolution in the Senate that we're looking at doing this next summer. So in the long run, it might be better. A lot more people may be able to see it. So we don't have the dates yet, but we are still in deep discussions about planning for that.
And this, for people who don't quite understand, can't envision it, this is projection mapping. So this is it is not a physical realtering of the mountain. It is a projection of images onto the mountain. Explain to us how that works.
Exactly. So projection, as most people think about it, usually they just think about a movie being projected on a wall. Projection mapping is a much more advanced and high-powered projectors, and you may see them in some major cities where they'll do art, where they'll project on a whole side of a building. And so when we talk about projection mapping with Mount Rushmore, what we're talking about is having to use 21 very high-powered projectors to throw the images 900 feet. And what we're intending to do is project different women, pairs of different women on either side of Washington and Lincoln. And we can make them look 3D, like they actually are projected on the mountain and are carved into the mountain. But the good news is it's not harmful. We're not doing anything that damages the mountain. And we're able to use the existing infrastructure there. And so it's a very eco-friendly, so to speak, way of doing this activation that will have a lot of impact visually, but won't be a permanent thing.
And for people who are wondering, well, why not do it? We had a 4th of July celebration there with thousands of people. We've just had Sturgis. South Dakota is not closed for business. We keep hearing our governor say. So why postpone this?
A lot of it has to do with that there's a lot of preparation that goes into every event. So the other events that you're talking about have been worked on for months and months and months, and like the fireworks for Mount Rushmore, that was already planned within the National Park Service for months. So especially working with my entertainment company and then dealing with the government and the suffrage commission, it's a little bit different of a mechanism and the wheels move slow. And so if I had gotten started maybe a little bit sooner, we might have been able to get it together, but either way, it's kind of a miracle that we even got this far, because I know everyone thought I was crazy for even trying to do this in the first place, and a lot of people are still think I'm crazy to even try it at all. But you know what? I feel like I'm a South Dakota girl who has gotten to travel the world, and I have gotten to do extraordinary things. And so if I can bring some of that back home, it's really meaningful to me as a labor of love.
Yeah. The story is not over yet. Christina Korp is founder of Purpose Entertainment, and we will have you back on in the future as this continues to come together. Christina, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.